That was Enthralled by Blaze from Variola's Cascades of Crimson Curer. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse at this time. They play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. SFU has returned to action this afternoon against the Utah Utes at Boise State's Albertson Stadium in Boise, Idaho. The latest score I can find, I believe, is 15-6 SFU. Let me find out if I could verify. Let me find out if I could verify this by using the other team's lacrosse. Let me look. Yeah, actually, I cannot find. Another verification, but it looks like the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse are leading the Utah Utes, a club team, 15-6 at this time.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Here are the current standings in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. Oregon are first at 2-0, 6-0 overall. Division records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Salmon Fraser are second at 1-0 division, 3-1 overall. Boise State, third, 1-0 division, 3-2 overall. Oregon State, fourth, 1-1 division, but are 1-8 overall. Washington, 0-2 division, 2-6 overall. And Washington State are 0-2 division with a 1-7 overall record.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city, for over the last 6 years. The then-mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey police service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched its second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. On December 11th, Jazz Johal, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street, blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, "NDP Police Transition Will Cost You More," with the last 4 words in capital letters. On the middle were 3 claims. A. $466 million over the next 10 years. B. Massive double-digit tax increase. And C. Less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, "Find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey," which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the mayor, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to its lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them, also drew condemnation from Safe Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Elford, Mandeep Nagra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th as the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers in December as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expense of Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB Administrator Mike Sir claimed the following. Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City. But the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million, as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. After Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU President Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following: the Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million with a $330 million budget. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited some Surrey Police Service officers when the Surrey Police Board had another meeting, where Kyle Friesen, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition which Surrey has filed too in the BC Supreme Court does not stop the transition. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the minister and the director of police services, which is Glenn Lewis, according to Tom Sitarok of the Surrey Now Leader on January 22nd. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers deployed at the time, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $337 million. For 180 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the NDP government. The BC NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey City Manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22nd, 2023. Where Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum of $100,000 in Surrey's 500K campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co. and over $20,000 to Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald, as the Chief Strategic Officer, the first and the last Chief of Staff for the BC Liberal Premier Christy Clark between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. On February 5th, the Safe Surrey Coalition, the party of the last mayor, Doug McCallum, slammed the current mayor, Brenda Locke, accusing her of obstructing deployment of 50 additional SPS officers. On the same day, the SPS announced 11 more officers were deployed. The next day, on February 6, the Surrey mayor, Brenda Locke, minimized 11 additional SPS officers deployed, as they don't make a big dent, and fired back at the Safe Surrey Coalition councillor, Mandeep Negra, by saying fear-mongering, the crime severity index going down in the last decade, the SSC refusing to hire more officers in 2018, didn't add one firefighter and one bylaw officer, while Surrey grew by 60,000 between 2018 and 2022, according to Tom Zatarag of Surrey Now Leader. On March 6, the Surrey Police Board provided a detailed breakdown of its 357 sworn officers, 60 civilian employees, 195 SPS officers were deployed into the Surrey RCMP, with 23 additional officers who were previously deployed waiting for redeployment, 42 experienced officers waiting for deployment assignments currently assigned to building the SPS, and 70 experienced officers being part of the Surrey Corps administration team. Also in their agenda, the SPB revealed the total expenditures of the SPS last year, which was tallied over $75.763 million, 0.4% above the projection, which the SPB posted online 2 days later on March 8th on their Twitter page, when the SPS also announced four of its recruits graduating from the JIBC, Justice Institute of British Columbia Police Academy. On March 11th, Bruce Bandman of BC Conservatives, the Abbotsford South MLA, which has its own municipal police force, alleged the BC government offered Surrey another $110 million on top of $150 million for the SPS in the BC legislature. The next day, on March 12th, four JIBC graduates, three men and one woman, were deployed into Surrey's front lines, adding to over 200 officers deployed, when the SPS also announced 16 additional recruits being trained at the JIBC. There were four developments on March 13th. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, announced the government has tabled a final offer to Surrey to news reporters in the BC legislature, rumored to be around $110 million, on top of $150 million to support the SPS. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke also confirmed the discussions, but Surrey's legal challenge still remains, and the court date for Surrey's legal challenge has been set for April 29th. In addition, the Surrey City Council will have the final say on the BC government's latest offer in her interview with Jas Joho, a CKNW host. Meanwhile, also on March 13th, the Surrey Police Board held another meeting. The next day, on March 14th, the BC Premier David Eby, who said he changed his mind about offering Surrey more money to complete the SPS, as many Surrey residents are sick and tired of going back and forth, but rejected the $110 million figure. On March 15th, according to the Vancouver Province and Sun's Susan Lazarok, the Surrey Police Union's lawyer, Sebastian Anderson, filed the SPS Sergeant Rick Stewart's affidavit in the BC Supreme Court, citing an SPU's group grievance from 2023 alleging bullying, discrimination, harassment, and intimidation by the Surrey RCMP members, where 14 SPS officers are involved, who were reassigned to administrative duties until the grievance was resolved, according to the SPB. In addition, Stewart's affidavit revealed SPU's 2022 occupational and safety complaint under the Canada Labour Code, citing multiple unsafe work conditions. SPS inspectors Paul Bratch's January 2023 report alleging bullying and harassment by Surrey RCMP members against SPS members. Toxic work environment has made it tough for the SPS to recruit, where 36 officers have quit so far. And SPU sent a letter in 2023 to Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General. Harry Baines, the Labor Minister, asking the province to intervene. On March 16th, the SPS updated their numbers with 354 sworn officers and 59 civilian employees, which was reported on the SPS Twitter page on March 19th, when Rob Shaw of Czech News also quoted the BC Premier David Eby, who said he was hopeful to be in the final stages in negotiating policing settlement in Surrey, with no confirmation on the latest offer via Twitter. The SPU's latest court filing was reported by Vancouver Province and Sons' Susan Lazarok on March 21st, when the SPB confirmed there have been 50 individual complaints. The SPS has about 220 officers on the streets working under the Surrey RCMP, which still remains as the police of jurisdiction. And Surrey has asked the BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu to dismiss the SPU's application as an intervener in the city's legal challenge against the BC government directing Surrey to continue with the SPS, when the hearings will begin on April 29th.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it's Waveforms Antarctica, In My Drink, Explicit.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.